protests. That's what we're talking about. The people who are protesting injustice and the people who are protesting the protesters for speaking out against injustice, silently and peacefully speaking out against injustice. And it's so interesting that I see so and hear so much more hostility and malice coming from the people who are saying the protesters against injustice are wrong than you hear coming from the protesters of the injustice. I'm not saying that the protesters of the injustice should be hostile or malicious. I'm saying it's so unfortunate that those who say they're wrong for protesting against the injustice are hostile and malicious. It's ironic, it's a bit baffling. But as I said, you know, a lot of the folks who say that they are criticizing the people who are protesting injustice, not because they're protesting injustice, but because they take a knee. And they said that's disrespectful to the flag. And one of the very things that those who are taking a knee, those who are silently and peacefully protesting in that manner have made clear is that it is not the flag in and of itself that is the issue. For them, it is what the flag represents or supposed to represent and the hypocrisy of so many Americans who make no attempts whatsoever to live up to the ideals that the flag is supposed to embody. So in essence, these people are saying, listen, I understand them saying that there's hypocrisy involved with what we say when we sing the national anthem, when we sing the Star Spangled Banner. We realize there's hypocrisy involved, but we still don't think anyone should have the right to disrespect the flag by speaking out against our hypocrisy. Because that's essentially what they're saying. And don't even realize it. Some of them don't realize it. That they're saying that Americans do not have the right to speak out against the hypocrisy that so many will support the shooting down of unarmed, non-threatening black American citizens. So many black Americans who speak out harshly against protesters who take a knee and silently and peacefully speak out against the hypocrisy of a nation that has leaders who work so hard and so persistently to make it harder and harder for black citizens to continue to vote. Black people who say that the ones taking a knee are disrespecting the flag, and they refuse to admit that there is a lot of hypocrisy related to not the flag, but to many of our fellow citizens who salute the flag. The flag is supposed to embody ideals that we're supposed to live by. It's supposed to embody those ideals. One nation, under God's authority. And you can best believe God is not the one who had so many people working so diligently and so persistently during Jim Crow era to try to keep black people from being able to stay at hotels and to ride on buses and not have to be in the back of the bus and to be able to work at institutions built and run by white American citizens. God is not the one behind all of this effort to again make it difficult for black people to continue to vote so that we can continue to have a voice in the halls of politics. That's not God. And the people who are, because God, we know it's not God, because God argues for justice and righteousness, fairness, equality. So the people who are pushing this other stuff are deliberately working against God and what he says he wants on the earth. And interestingly enough, we have black Christians, and I know we have white churchgoers too, white Christians as well, but to me the irony is so much greater that we have black Christians who are upset about people taking a knee to silently and peacefully say this hypocrisy is wrong. And while they're angrily, maliciously speaking out against the ones who are saying injustice is wrong, they're not speaking out against the ones who are perpetrating the injustice. They're making excuses for them. They make excuses for the ones who are shooting down unarmed, non-threatening black citizens by changing the discussion and talking about black drug dealers when that was not the conversation. That is not what the protesters were talking about. They changed the discussion. You've got to have enough integrity to stay with the issues. Keep it simple. Stay with the real issue. The protesters never said they were protesting law enforcement officers returning fire and as a result killing or injuring black drug dealers. They never said that that was the issue for them. And it's disingenuous of you to change a topic like that. And really want to harp on, you're disrespecting the flag. Let me ask you something. That flag is supposed to be embodying justice, harmony, unity, oneness of nation. One nation under God with liberty for all. With justice for all. That's what the flag is supposed to be embodying. Those ideals. Now let me ask you this. When you have people who go against those ideals, and instead of promoting justice, making sure that they treat all citizens of every race justly when carrying out their law enforcement duties, when they instead choose to take a racist stand and a grown white police officer shoots down and kills a 12-year-old black child. Is that officer truly respecting our flag? He takes an oath, and he's supposed to be protecting our society. When he instead essentially guns down a 12-year-old child, is he respecting our flag? When these people work diligently, night and day, to come up with laws that will make it more difficult for black citizens all across this country to continue to vote, are they respecting our flag? One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Are they respecting the flag, or are they disrespecting the flag? Because, see, you need to keep something in mind. It is not just what we do during the time of a national anthem that says whether or not, that indicates whether or not we disrespect our flag. It is also what we do when there is no national anthem being played anywhere that says whether or not we truly respect our American flag. You mean to tell me that the only time we're supposed to respect the flag is when the national anthem is being played or sang? The only time we're supposed to care about the ideals embodied by that flag is when the national anthem is being performed? There's no need, there is no obligation to respect the flag and what it embodies when there is no national anthem being performed?